Tell me about your background.
Well, going way back, bit of a London boy in early days, but wartime sent us out and about with evacuees. I started general life really in school in Woking in Surrey, as any other normal wartime kiddie, backside hanging out my trousers, I suppose, and wondering what an orange was. But we slowly came through very well. Mums, dads, grandparents, they looked after us great. And but from then on, we eventually moved through my father's business, which was butchery. And his family was butchery. His father was had his own business in Hounslow in Middlesex. He had a further six brothers, which were butchers. So it seemed that it was quite ordained that I was meant to be a butcher, and which I eventually became. I was a butcher's boy from about 12. And eventually took up the trade on school leaving in them days at 15. And took to it quite well up until, I suppose, national service in them days came in, where I was taken into the British Army, legs kicking, not really wanting to go.
What year was that?
Oh, 1958, I'm sure it was, at the end of the 50s. I was one of the last ones, I think, to go on conscription, because job-wise, I took a five-year meat apprenticeship with the London Meat Trades Council, but it also got me deferred from the army, but not all the way. I still had to go and do my 2 years. So it was towards the late 50s.
Was national service the first time you'd left home?
To me, yes, it was. Back in 58, I didn't want to leave mummy because it kind of daunting thought. Perhaps I'd watched all the wrong films in them days. But we went in, as I say, a bit depressed dog with his tail between his legs. And the only good thing about the start of my army life was it was only 14 miles away from where I lived. It was Aldershot. and they were quite dramatic, the first 8 weeks of basic training. But looking back, I firmly believe that all these people today should do it. And in the end, I was thoroughly enjoying myself, although I was quite lucky. They found out my trade in Civvy Street was butchery. So after all the initial training period, I managed to get into the catering side, and they eventually put, I was in the catering corps, ACC. That was better known as Aldershot's Corps of Comedians. But we came through that okay. And once having finished my army service, I went straight back into the same firm that I left. I think they was obligated to take me back in any case, but wanted to. And there I stayed, and butchering most of my early life. I,